Friends, our question for today is, no man hath seen God at any time. We have been asked about this question several times this past week, so we will get to this in just a few moments. Before that, we want to say that at the Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree, we are giving a series of lectures this week on the books of Daniel and Revelation, illustrated by a large 30-foot canvas chart. Our subject for tonight at 7:30 will be the exposition of Matthew 24 and 25, signs of the second advent, why two in the field, one taken and another left, does not refer to the rapture of the church, why the 10 virgins do not represent any class of Christians of today. And tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we're going to deal with Daniel's 70th week and the tribulation, why the tribulation will not be worldwide, also explanation of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials, and the two witnesses of the book of Revelation. And on Wednesday night, the sun-clothed woman and the man-child, why they do not represent Mary and Christ or any class of Christians. Then on Thursday night, why Antichrist will not rule America or be a worldwide dictator. Why no man in America and many other lands will ever have to take the mark of the beast or be killed. Why the mark of the beast cannot be given today. Why it is not 666. Why no man will ever know what the mark is or who the beast will be until after the rapture of the church. Then on Friday night, why the great whore of Revelation 17 does not represent the Roman Catholic Church. And on Saturday night, all about the millennium, the new and the reign of Jesus Christ on the earth, and earth's second sinful career. Then on Sunday night, earth made perfect a third time, the third sinless career of the earth, the new heavens and the new earth, the eternal generations of natural peoples on the earth, and why God moves his capital city from the planet heaven to the planet earth. Also, a gist of God's plan for man from eternity past to eternity future, and why Christians will never spend eternity in heaven. Why and when there will be interplanetary travel to the ends of all creation. Now, these subjects will be dealt with every night this week at the New Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree. Now then, concerning seeing God, we have repeatedly said men have seen God many times. That's true. Abraham saw God, made a dinner with him. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amos said, I saw the Lord standing upon an altar. Various others said they saw God. So what would be the meaning of the scripture in John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time? Well, that can be simply explained by this method. Our English words have different meanings, every one of them. Take the word fast, for example. If you're going 1,000 miles an hour, we say fast. If we're stuck in the mud, we say fast. Now, how can we tell whether we're stuck in the mud or whether we're going 1,000 miles an hour? We can tell that by what we're talking about. If we're talking about speed, we know we're not stuck in the mud. So it is, if you'll give the word seen in John 1:18 the meaning to look up, not to look upon with the natural eyes, but to understand, to comprehend. For the word seen means to look upon with the eyes, as well as to comprehend with the mind, or understand, or to see with the mind. You see? You understand? That's the true meaning to give the passage in John 1:18. No man hath comprehended God at any time, save the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So since men have seen God with the eyes, that's the only meaning we could possibly give to such a scripture. Friends, we have another question for you today, and it is this. You say that God wears clothes, eats food, lives in a city, and in a mansion like men do. Before we answer this question fully for you, we want to say that at the New Atlanta Bible Church, we are giving lectures every night this week. Our subject for tonight Wednesday night is the sun-clothed woman and the man-child. Why they do not represent any class of Christians of today, and why they do not represent Mary and Christ. Now tomorrow night, Thursday night, May the 12th, why Antichrist will not rule America or be a worldwide dictator. Why no man in America and many other lands will ever have to take the mark of the beast or be killed. Why the mark of the beast cannot be given today. Why it is not 666. Why no man will ever know the mark of the beast or the name of the beast until after the rapture of the church. Then on Friday night, why the great whore of Revelation 17 does not represent the Roman Catholic Church. And on Saturday night, all about Armageddon and the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. On Sunday night, that's next Sunday night, May the 15th, earth made perfect a third time, the new heavens and the new earth, eternal natural generations of men on the new earth, why God moves his capital city from the planet heaven to the planet earth, God's plan for man in all eternity, why Christians will never spend eternity in heaven, and why there will be interplanetary travel to the ends of all creation. Now, as to this subject of God eating food, wearing clothes, living in a mansion, the Bible is very specific on this question. In the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, we read that God was made a banquet by Abraham. And we read that God and two angels did eat and drink. In the 19th chapter, verse 3, the two angels had another meal when they went over to Sodom to meet Lot. In the 24th chapter of the book of Exodus, verses 9 to 11, we have the fact that God himself invited 74 elders of Israel up on top of Mount Sinai and made a banquet for them. And here's what we read. They did eat and drink. They saw the God of Israel and did eat and drink. We have many places where God wears clothes and lives in a city called the New Jerusalem and in a real mansion. For example, Revelation 21, we have that city described, and we read that it comes down from God out of heaven and that God comes down with it even. For we read, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. In John 14, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If you'll take the statements of the Bible literally about God, you will find many, many places where God has been seen, his body has been described. Even the color of his body is given in the 10th chapter of Daniel and the 4th chapter of the book of Revelation. You will find that he lives in a real city. He does eat food. He wears clothing. And he goes from place to place like others. And there are many, many real things about God that we will learn by just a simple faith in what we read in the Bible about God. Now, friends, at the New Atlanta Bible Church, every night this week, we are giving lectures at 7:30. If you cannot attend the lectures, we invite you to write to us, Finus J. Dake, Station A, Atlanta, Georgia, and I will send you a list of our books, Bible charts, and a descriptive folder of our new Dake's Annotated Reference Bible, the new Bible with four equal-sized columns on every page, two of text and two of notes, having over 35,000 notes in 3,400 full-length columns. Now, this is a Bible that will answer any and every question you could ever ask about any subject. Friends, we have another Bible question for you today. You say that the earth will someday be made new and that people will be able to look into hell itself. Where in the Bible is this found? We'll answer this in just a few moments. At the New Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree, we are giving lectures every night this week at 7:30 and answering all your Bible questions that you bring to the services. Tonight, Thursday night, we're dealing with this subject, why Antichrist will not rule America or be a worldwide dictator, why no man in America and many other lands will ever have to take the mark of the beast and be killed. why the mark of the beast cannot be given today, why it is not 666, why no man will ever know the mark of the beast or the name of the beast until after the rapture. That's tonight. And tomorrow night, Friday night, why the great whore of Revelation 17 does not represent the Catholic Church. And on Saturday night, all about Armageddon and the millennium and the reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. And on next Sunday night, May the 15th, the earth made perfect a third time, the earth's third sinless career, the new heavens and the new earth, eternal natural generations of people on the new earth, why God moves his capital city from the planet heaven to the planet earth, then God's plan for man and all eternity, why Christians will never spend eternity in heaven, and why and when there will be interplanetary travel to the ends of the vast creations. Now as to people looking into hell, if you read Isaiah 66, verses 22 to 24, we read this, concerning the new heavens and the new earth, which I shall make, saith the Lord, they shall remain before me, so shall your seed and your name remain, speaking to Israel. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before me, saith the Lord. And they, all flesh on the new earth who come to worship before God, shall go and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, and their fire shall not be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Now that's very plain. They will go and look in hell, in other words. One opening to hell will be Babylon, according to the 13th and 14th chapters of the book of Isaiah. Also in Revelation 14, 9 to 11, we read, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in the right hand or in the forehead, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. They shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the Lamb and in the presence of the holy angels. All right, there's another scripture. Then we have in Revelation 21 and also in Revelation 22, those two chapters, two statements about nothing will ever enter into the holy city that is sinful. And then it says, without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So outside the city of the New Jerusalem on the new earth, there will be certain places where men can actually go and look into hell and see for themselves the monument of God's wrath on rebels who persist in sinning against God Almighty. Now, friends, we have regular services at the New Atlanta Bible Church on Sunday mornings, Sunday school and preaching, and Sunday night and Wednesday night. In all of our services, we attempt to give a knowledge of the Bible to the public and answer all Bible questions that are asked us. We permit free and open discussion in every service. So after these series of lectures this week, why not visit the New Atlanta Bible Church, where you can get a simple and a clear knowledge of the Word of God in a short time, at 669 West Peachtree here in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, friends, we have another Bible question for you today. It is this. Can you prove by the Bible that there will be consciousness of souls and spirits in the next life or after death and between death and the resurrection of the body? Yes, we'll get to this question in just a few moments. But we want to say this. Tonight, at the New Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree, we're giving this special lecture, why the great whore of Revelation 17 does not represent the Roman Catholic Church. And tomorrow night at 7:30, all about Armageddon and millennium and the eternal reign of Jesus Christ. And Sunday night, May the 15th, earth made perfect a third time, earth's third sinless career, the new heaven and the new earth and the eternal perfect state, eternal natural generations of people on the new earth, Why God moves his capital city from the planet heaven to the planet earth. God's plan for man in all eternity. Why Christians will never spend eternity in heaven. Why and when there will be interplanetary travel to the ends of the vast creations. Now, we are giving these lectures every night this week at the New Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree. We answer all the Bible questions that are brought to the services, and we permit free and open discussion on any subject. Now then, as to this question of consciousness of souls and spirits of men after they leave the body, that's very clearly stated. In fact, 1 Peter 3:4 plainly tells us that the souls and spirits of men, called the inner man, all the inner men of all men, are conscious, fully conscious. He said, let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible. That means that the inner man is immortal. In Hebrews 12:22-23, we read that we come to the city of the living God, the New Jerusalem, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Meaning that the spirits of saved men are in heaven, and we go to those men at the time of physical death if we are saved. The Christian goes immediately to be with Christ. Paul says that in Philippians 1:21-23. I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. 2 Corinthians 5:8, Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We have a picture of souls under the altar in heaven, Revelation 6:9. They were crying for vengeance on those that dwell on the earth. White robes were given to every one of them. It was said they should rest yet for a little season until the rest of their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Proving that they were fully conscious and knew what was going on earth or had gone on the earth. Then in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, we have the story of the rich man in hell and of Lazarus, a poor man, carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Both were fully conscious, and the rich man saw Lazarus afar off in the compartment where Lazarus was and desired that he bring just a drop of water to cool his tongue. Now that proves that they were both conscious. So the Bible is very clear that the souls and spirits of all men are conscious. The wicked are in a state of consciousness in hell, and the righteous are in a state of consciousness in heaven after the soul and the spirit leave the body. Now, if you'd like to have information concerning these subjects that we are giving you, that we are speaking on this week at the New Atlanta Bible Church, 669 West Peachtree, just write to me. Finest J. Dake, Station A, Atlanta, Georgia. I will send you a list of our books, Bible charts, and a descriptive folder on our New Dake's Annotated Reference Bible, the new Bible with four equal-sized columns on every page.